Welcome to the Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast, where we offer you actionable steps you can take today to start balancing your hormones naturally. This is your podcast host, Leah Brueggemann. I'm a functional diagnostic nutritional practitioner. This podcast is proud to partner with Aversio Wellness, where there is a mushroom for every moment, especially when it comes to hormonal balance. Their quality and purity is unmatched, but their golden ticket, the reason why I love them, is their high extraction, so that you don't have to take 1,000 pills to reach a therapeutic dosage. Let's dive on in. Hey ladies, welcome back to another episode. Today's episode is going to be really, really good. We're going to be talking about three hormones that you have to have in check before you are even looking at weight loss. But before we dive in and I introduce your guest, we are going to announce the giveaway winner for March. Okay. So what is she winning? She is winning an Aversio Wellness mushroom set. So she can pick her choice of mushroom set. I won't influence you on what you should pick, but I really hope you get to try some cordyceps in there. So the winner is, I hope I say this right, but her Instagram handle is Womb Witchin Womb. So if you are her, please send us a message. Preferably. So today's April 1st when you're listening to this, please send it by the end of next week. So by April 12th to claim your prize. So congratulations. That's exciting. I'm excited for you. And thank you to everybody who entered that giveaway. That was a lot of fun. All right. So let's talk a little bit about our amazing, wonderful guest. So I have Kristen Noriega on. And she is a registered dietitian nutritionist. So, you know, all of the mumbo jumbo in terms of like what her titles are, I'm going to tell you right now. I know it sounds like a lot of letters behind her name, but it really does give her a lot of standing because it means she's gone through a lot of school for this. You know, she has a BS in nutrition and dietetics from the University of New Mexico, an MS in human nutrition from Kansas State University, certified integrated and functional nutritionist from the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, and she's a licensed dietetic in multiple states. And so basically, all of that to say, she knows what she's talking about, right? But you kind of probably want to know a little bit about who she is behind that. So she is a Catholic mom of four and military spouse to her high school sweetheart. So when I recorded this with her, I think they're stationed in Germany is what she said. She was a clinical dietitian at a long-term care facility in level one trauma center when she realized that she wanted to help others before they got sick. And this spurred her to launch her virtual practice where she has served hundreds of clients with a holistic and functional nutrition approach. So I'm excited for you guys to learn more about the hormones that need to be in balance before you're looking at weight loss.
Hey ladies, welcome back to another episode. We are going to be talking about weight loss because I know that you love that topic, but more specifically, we're going to be talking about weight loss in terms of hormones. So I brought on a guest to chat with you. We're going to talk with Kristen Noriega, and she is going to share all about this. So I'll let you take it away and kind of introduce yourself a little bit.
Thanks for having me, Leah. I'm excited to be here. So I'm a registered dietitian, a mom of four. Notably, since this is a straight up hormone podcast, I haven't had very many cycles in the last like 9 years because I've just been having, you know, pregnant and having a baby and breastfeeding forever. Mm-hmm. And now that my youngest is two and I've started regular cycles, it's become more important to me to factor this into the weight loss story. And so after each of my babies, I had to lose my post-pregnancy weight. And also, you know, I've had many, many clients who've had this desire to lose weight. And it has really just, as I've been practicing over the years, like I've been a dietitian since my first was born, so 9 years. Mm-hmm. As I'm working with women in this weight loss field, one thing that you guys want to know about me is that I hate the term weight loss. But like you said a second ago, Leah, like that's what everyone's looking for. That's what you want. So my goal is to be the light in this dark world of weight loss and diets and fad diets and all of this, trying to find the women who want to do this the right way and have it last. And so that's a little bit about who I am and my mission and just really trying to get women to understand that weight loss, whatever, that's an okay goal. But really optimizing your health, fixing your body, feeling really good, that's the sweet spot. Weight is the byproduct.
So. 100%. Yeah. And we talk about that so much. And I think sometimes people enter their health journey like chasing weight loss, and then they realize that, oh, there's so many other things that kind of impact it. So I know we were going to talk a little bit about the three hormones that you really need to get into check before your goal is weight loss. And I'm sure you would argue the same point that once you get them into check, like weight loss just happens. Like it just is a thing. It's a byproduct. So can we jump into those?
Yeah, absolutely. To like further solidify this analogy, you have all these different areas of your life and you have to unlock all the doors so that you can get to the side where weight loss happens. So nutrition, movement, lifestyle, faith, and hormones and your body system. So that's where we're focusing right now. And the first one I want to talk about here is insulin. And Leah told me a minute ago before we started recording that you guys talk about this a lot on the podcast because it is so, so pressing and so undervalued, really. Mm-hmm. If a woman goes to the doctor, and I see this all the time in the labs that I'm reviewing with clients, she'll have like a blood glucose that's like a 99, where 100 is a red flag. 99 is like, okay, just pass it through the desk. Or she'll have an A1C, which is like a 3-month reflection of a woman's blood sugar control that is getting up higher and higher and creeping and creeping. And there's not a peep made to suggest better blood sugar regulation. And so it is just, I just want to emphasize that this might not be on someone's forefront, their forefront thought when they're pursuing weight loss, but it's really important to back it up and just get back down to the basics so that when we're talking food and we're talking sugar and we're talking the insulin response, there are so many basic hacks that you can put into place without even having to go see the doctor, without even having to go test your blood sugar, such as anytime you're going to have a snack or a meal, have a source of protein with it. So that will decrease your blood sugar. It decreases the insulin response, which overall supports the mission of being healthier. And when you are looking at your long-term insulin control, your insulin response, this picture of what people like to call insulin resistance, or the term is insulin resistance, if it's not in check, you can't lose the weight. You're storing all of this extra energy as fat, and you can't lose weight. So in a nutshell, that's the insulin piece of it.
Yeah. It's crazy to me, like, you know, when we think about insulin and blood sugar and exactly what you said, I have so many people who will get their insulin numbers run, like their fasting insulin, it will come back and be 13. And their doctor's like, oh yeah, that's fine. I'm like, no, it's not.
Right.
Like, no wonder you're struggling to lose weight.
Right. With my clients this last week, my current group, we ran a blood sugar trial, blood glucose trial. Mm-hmm. Everybody was checking their insulin and we were talking about it. And by the end of the week, everyone had readings that were within normal limits, like just simple things they could apply, simple tweaks to meal timing, and just being really informed about how they were pairing up their carbohydrates and the amounts they were having. And all of this to say is this is without macro counting or calorie counting or anything like that. I'm still not an advocate of that, no matter how in tune you want to be with your food or not.
Yeah, it makes me stressed to think about macro counting.
I know.
I can't do it. I know. I was like, that's going to impact my cortisol levels because I'm going to be so stressed. So we're just not going to do it. I do count my protein though, because I do hit my protein. So that's the only one. But I was like, I can handle counting one macro. You know, I just don't want to have to count three plus all my micros.
Yeah. Well, and once you learn this is 20 grams, this is 30 grams, this is 15, these combos, this is enough. Then you just repeat the pattern and you stop counting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. So what's our next hormone? What's our next one we got to pay attention to?
You totally just mentioned it. Cortisol. So most of us here are probably moms. Are most of your listeners moms? Yeah.
No.
No.
I'd say 50-50.
50-50. Okay. So they're either trying to improve their hormone levels, which is stressful, or they're raising children, which is stressful. So the women who are listening to this podcast are living in a state of stress. We agree on
that. Yes, at some point. Yes.
We agree on that. So if in this modern world where we have constant pings and constant demands and everything is demanding of us, our time and attention 24/7, we are living in this high cortisol state. And this cortisol is, I'm sure you've talked about this before, but it's the fight or flight hormone. Like a leopard is coming after me and I need to do something. So the cortisol in my body spikes and it's like, Kristen, get out of here, go. Our body doesn't know the difference between the leopard and the demanding family text message that wants to know travel plans right away. Don't tell my family I said that.
Okay.
So our body doesn't know, and it still just sends the same cortisol response. And it's saying, do something, do something. And after a long period of time, this has a lot of wear and tear on our body. And the downstream effect of high cortisol looks like, well, we'll deal with circadian rhythm. So your sleep is negatively impacted, which then negatively impacts your day, your emotions, your ability to regulate your appetite, your ability to hear your body. Mindfulness and tuning into yourself is something that I really like to teach. I think it's key. You have to learn to listen to your body. And if you're running on coffee, cake, donuts, and no sleep, you can't hear your body. So cortisol is causing these lifestyle things, these other hormonal changes. So you can't hear your hunger hormones as they're going off, your ghrelin. And then on top of that, it activates more weight gain. You are gaining more and you're storing more. So you want more of the salty, fatty foods. You crave more. You eat them. And it causes this ongoing spiral.
Yeah. As soon as I hear people are like, I crave salt, I'm like, oh, your adrenals need help. So it's so crazy how much cortisol impacts like every aspect of our life. And what's sad though, is then I have people say, okay, well, I'm just doomed to have symptoms for the rest of my life. I'm like, no, like, you know, managing cortisol levels and lowering stress levels doesn't mean that we never have stress in our life anymore. I mean, unless you're going to go live somewhere, in bubble wrap or something like that, then that's just never going to happen. So you have to learn to navigate your actual life. And then, so can we jump then before, I know you probably have things that can help them with all of these, but could we jump on our last hormone, which is also a big favorite here?
Yep. So I want to touch on progesterone. So Leah, I know this is one of your specialty areas, but I want to emphasize the effect this has on weight. So if a woman's progesterone is dysregulated, it's low, it's not there, we're seeing cycles that are maybe anovulatory or just completely irregular. And while, you know, if you go to a doctor, again, not to bash on the doctor all the time, but they're just going to put you on the pill and that's it, and try to regulate you synthetically, which is doing nothing to really address the root cause of low progesterone. So we want to really make sure you're having healthy, regular cycles, even if you're not somebody who is, you know, working with a working with one of us and looking at the labs. You want to at least use your cycle to understand, am I seeing normal patterns? Am I within a range? Is my cycle within, you know, like 32 days long, give or take? Am I ovulating appropriately at the right time? Is my luteal phase long enough? Is my follicular phase long enough? All the things. What is affecting my cycle? And that comes down to, well, I think we'll get to more of the strategy, but just awareness and knowing what the heck is going on.
I agree. We talk about these things a lot, and I love how we're just bringing them into circle of in terms of weight loss, because like, it's progesterone always gets that rap of like, it only is a pregnancy hormone. And I'm like, no, it does so many other things. And then, you know, insulin just kind of gets that rap of like, if you don't have insulin resistance and you don't have PCOS, then like, you don't need to talk about it. I'm like, no, this also impacts you. And then cortisol, you know, I feel like that goes into the direction of like, people think I have adrenal fatigue, or they're like, I have high cortisol. And I'm like, well, a lot of adrenal fatigue is not a thing, even though I understand where like the title came from. It's just like, we kind of like to put ourselves in like very distinct categories. And in reality, like, not, we don't fit into like one specific box. You kind of like move in between the boxes, and that's why everything's individual. So I think this is a perfect segue to go right into like, what are some things that we can do? So like, we know the three hormones now, like, what do we do with them? Or how do we maybe start implementing, you know, is this like, do we go to our doctor and have them run a lab and then look at it? Like, what do we do?
Running your labs is always a good place to start if you feel like that's within the your capacity right now. If if insurance, if coaching, if working with one of us, you know, if that's reasonable. But if you're just looking for something you can do today without having to book anything anywhere, for your glucose, I already mentioned this one, but you want to I don't like to give blanket statements, but this is one of the ones I am going to give. Never have carbohydrates without a protein source. So I'm talking juice, or like a croissant, or a bowl of noodles.
Oh, I've got one. What about oat milk? I ask that one all the time.
Right. Read your labels. If it doesn't have protein, it's not going to count. So maybe you could argue that cow milk could count, but I still want to see it with eggs or, excuse me, some nuts. They're an okay source of protein, good healthy fats. That also helps reduce the insulin and blood sugar spike. So never have empty, naked carbohydrates. And then if you feel so inclined, buy a $10 glucometer on Amazon. Buy a few test strips. Take your blood sugar first thing when you wake up. Take it 2 hours after you eat a meal. See what's going on. Just that'll help you understand your response. Of course, book an appointment with either of us.
I'm so excited to introduce you to one of our newest partners who has a supplement that I've been taking for over 2 years and also been including in my client protocols. That is Quality of Life. The supplement is AHCC. You've probably heard me talk about this before because it's a mushroom that has over 30 human clinical trials done on it. So it's crazy to me how beneficial this is. And we just, I mean, up until I learned about it 2 years ago and started taking it, started including it with client protocols and with my kids,
I had never even heard about it before. And so I know that you have heard me talk about it. And HCC, there's a few things that are really important to know about it. So it is a patented blend of mycelia, which are the roots of medicinal mushrooms. So the thing that is really important is that it is a patented blend. So wherever you're getting HCC from, you need to make sure that it says that on your bottle, so you know that you are getting the correct type of supplement. And quality of life, of course, has that. The molecular weight of their HCC is very, very, very low. The lower the molecular weight, the easier it's absorbed into your body. And so it's been shown and used in over 30 human clinical trials. That blows my mind. Over 1,000 health clinics use HCC to support immunity and health protection globally. So we know this is really, really good. So why did I start taking it? I started taking it for a couple reasons. One of them, it supports healthy cells throughout the body, including cells in hormone-sensitive tissues such as prostate, breast, ovaries, as well as the cells in the liver and the stomach and the colon. And it often acts as like a nervous system regulator and an immune modulator. So it helps my nervous system be able to handle stress better. And it's an immune modulator. So my immune system needs more revved up, it helps it. Your immune system needs more calming down, it helps your body do that. That is the intelligence of AHCC. It's incredible. And I mean, quality of life does a fabulous job of giving you a few different options to choose from. So you can choose your dosage that way. So I take the Quality of Life HCC Platinum. That's a daily 3-gram dose. So this would be more of a therapeutic, strong dose when you're dealing with something. You have the HCC Gold, which is a daily 1-gram dose. And then you can also just get everyday immune maintenance from their HCC RX. I do the HCC Platinum. I take that daily and I'll actually open a capsule and mix it into like some applesauce whenever there is sicknesses going around for my kiddos, and you will love it. So go to qualityoflife.net and use the code Leah to save 15%. Again, that's qualityoflife.net, their AHCC. Use the code Leah to save 15%.
Next, cortisol. What do you do today? What can you do to affect this? Because like Leah said, this isn't a life sentence. This is something you can improve. And I'm telling you, I've improved this. I've really hyper-focused on this last 6 months of my life. So here's some tangible things. Sleep 7 hours. You know when you have to get up. So you can count when you have to go to sleep. You just backtrack it. You're a smart woman. You are capable of figuring this out. Count on it every day. Little wiggle room there, but as best as you can. Have a regular sleep routine. Wake up at the same time. Dim the lights in the evening. That way you're working on improving this circadian rhythm. You're letting your cortisol drop appropriately. Letting your melatonin increase appropriately. Dim the lights at night. Stimulate yourself in the morning with movement and fresh air. Let go of something you don't need. We are so overwhelmed. I'm speaking to every single person. There is something we can let go that is non-essential. And that might be the play date down the street. It might be the extra shift, whatever it is. Something can let go. And if you ask me, I don't know if you're faith-based over on that side of things, but God is always going to provide. So working towards bettering your own self is aligning with his mission and what I practice and believe over here. So sleep, let go of something, reduce your caffeine.
Don't tell us that. No, I'm just kidding.
I know. I love coffee and I love the way it tastes. I love everything about it. And I've had to cut out my afternoon caffeine because I've been too stressed and too anxious. if you're dealing with anxiety, that is also related to your cortisol levels. So cut out some caffeine. Baby steps. Don't go cold turkey. Otherwise, you'll hate both of us here.
So when you talked about sleep, I love how that's such a tangible thing. And something I want to maybe touch on for the women that are moms that had kids like mine who didn't sleep. It was rough.
Yeah.
Because you're like, I know I need to sleep, but my kid has a very different idea of what it means to sleep right now. And it was also hard too, because then, you know, your cortisol levels are higher because you're not sleeping well. Mm-hmm. Cortisol levels are higher. Cravings are higher. Mm-hmm. You want carbs because you want that energy. Mm-hmm. And so if you are in that position, you know, right now where you're like, Kristen, my child wakes up every 2 hours, because that was my child for a while. And then you go back to what she said in the first topic about insulin, where you understand, like, scientifically, because of the lack of sleep, I will be craving XYZ foods. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I need to make a bigger, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Impression is not the bigger effort. There we go. In terms of, like, setting your day up for success, because, like, sometimes, you know, you have outside sources that affect you in that. So, you know, but you can do things like maybe not being on your phone and having that blue mm-hmm. light when your baby wakes up at nighttime, or maybe you still work on the dimming of the lights before bed and stimulating in the morning. Like, just because you can't do everything doesn't mean you do nothing. You know, you have to start somewhere. Otherwise, we're not going to make any progress.
Right. And you guys, I was up probably an hour last night with my little one. I am right there with you. It is hard. It is very hard, and you can't do everything. And to give you an extra boost here, if you're in this boat where you're like, I'm just shaking my head because there's no way I can do anything. Leah said some very mm-hmm. specific things, but related to the cravings, if you are lacking in sleep, you wake up, you want all the carbs, eat a really big protein source in the morning. So like 30 grams of protein, it's going to create this protein shield. So that's this term for the lasting satiety effect that protein has throughout the day. So protein keeps you full for longer. Eat more protein in the morning.
Mm-hmm. I always talk about protein till the cows come in. It's like, they're so sick of it. They're like, Leah, stop talking about protein. I'm like, but, like, how can you not talk about protein? Like, so important.
It is absolutely no surprise to you how obsessed I am with magnesium. I often talk about magnesium being my ride or die supplement, the one you can pull out of my cold, dark, dead hands because of how many benefits that I get from magnesium. And so I'm always excited when I can bring a new one into the mix to share with you guys, because when it comes to magnesium, as much as I absolutely love it, you do have to pay attention to testing, because you don't want your magnesium to be really high in arsenic, and you want the right types of magnesium so you're actually getting the benefits that can come from taking magnesium. So I've been using Ned's Mellow Magnesium for quite a few months now, and I wanted to put it to the test and see how it stacked up against other types of magnesium that I was using. So I was tracking my sleep score with it. And the thing that I love about Ned's Mellow Magnesium is the fact that it does have three different types of magnesium in there. But on top of that, it has two stress-busting aminos, GABA and L-theanine. So it's really calming to the body, and such a perfect combination with magnesium, because magnesium is used in over 500 different enzyme reactions in your body, including lowering inflammation, helping support blood sugar balance. It helps with energy production. It helps with, it's a relaxation mineral. So think about it in terms of
stress. You know, you have to have enough magnesium in order to help support relaxation and anxiety and all of those things. And most people are actually deficient in it. 75% of American adults are deficient in magnesium. That's a really large number. Okay. So when I started taking the Mellow, I was tracking my sleep score because I've taken magnesium before. So I was like, okay, how is this going to stack up and, you know, really shine here? And when I was consistently taking Mellow, I got better REM and better deep sleep. So REM is when you are dreaming, and deep sleep is when your body is truly recovering. It's healing, it's resting, your brain is doing all of the things that it needs to do while you're sleeping. So the more you can up your deep sleep and your REM, the better rested you're going to feel. And then the better rested I'm feeling, the better person I'm going to be, the better mom I'm going to be. I'm going to have more energy because if I sleep really, really well, when I wake up in the morning, you know, you aren't dragging. So I really have been loving it. You know, the data speaks for itself. You know, that's why I loved being able to track that so that I could really have an unbiased review for you in terms of how it actually was stacking up against other magnesiums. So I think that you will equally love it. And I have a discount code for you. So to become the best version of yourself and get 15% off Ned products with code Leah, go to helloned.com/Leah or enter code Leah at checkout. That's helloned.com/Leah, L-E-A-H, to get 15% off.
Yeah.
Okay, progesterone. What are we doing there? What are we doing to support this?
Well, the way you're going to support your progesterone is by supporting ovulation. By supporting ovulation, you got to know what's going on. So mm-hmm. I would say that the number one thing you want to do is track your cycles. And then I'm going to say that Leah is going to have a whole bunch of stuff on this because I have seen her content and podcast episodes. So you want to definitely look into, you know, are there specific strategies for increasing this beyond look, you know, cycle awareness and looking at it, but relating this to your weight. So now if you're looking at, I don't have a regular cycle and I'm anovulatory, or I might have PCOS, I might have hypothyroidism, then what you really want to emphasize here is more fat burning exercise. So test your appetite. So I know that is kind of odd, but bringing it back to that mindfulness component, you need to listen to, am I full or am I still hungry? And that takes some fine tuning. So start to ask yourself when you're before you're done eating, am I still hungry? Test your hormones. That would be a really good thing to do. Address the root causes. Figure out what the heck is going on and why are your cycles messed up? Why are you not ovulating? If there's no ovulation, you don't have that progesterone coming through. So those are my tips right there.
Progesterone, I think, is so interesting.
Yeah, right.
because it's made from pregnenolone, just like cortisol is. And it's one of those things that it does increase your burn of calories because it raises your body temp. But at the same time, like, your body's going to always prioritize saving you in a stressful situation over making progesterone. So it's like, you're like, I need this. But then my body thinks I need too much of this. And then we're competing and we're not, you know, we're not seeing the results. And so it's all of those things that you talked about, like the one thing that impacts all of them is like lowering your stress levels. And
I know
it's crazy.
I know. Like when I'm doing a lab review, like functional testing with my clients, I'm like, we have this problem. Reduce your stress. We have this problem. We need to work on stress. We got this problem. We got to do something. And it all comes from a place of love. Like, I have a million things happening. Leah has a million things happening. But if your goal is to feel better in your body, to live the best life that you have been called to live with energy, with, you know, being with it, not feeling like you just want to go lay on the couch. You want to experience, you know, you want to get pregnant. You want to raise your children. You want to excel at work and exceed and do all these wonderful things. You got to do some of the hard stuff, like cut some coffee and try to sleep a little bit more. There's no magical pill that we could give you for improving your health or losing weight. You got to take one baby step at a time and just, you know, be kind to yourself. And if you fall back, you take two steps back, put your backpack back on, get a drink of water, and keep going forward.
Yeah, it's just one step ahead of the other. Keep going, keep moving. And the thing, since we're talking about stress, when I think about stress, you know, it's not like, I was talking about this on a client call yesterday. You flex your muscles when times are good so that when times are bad and you have hard days, you have strong muscles to carry you forward. And by that, I really mean like the muscles of our mind, because like it's so easy when you have a good day to be like, I'm going to take my magnesium bath. I'm going to go outside. Like the kids are being great. Everything's great. You spent time in nature. You walked out in your bare feet. You got all your water in. It was easy. Everything was great, right? But then when you have a bad day, we don't do any of those things. And so we seem to think that when we manage stress, it just means we only have good days. Mm. And that's not true. We're never only going to have good days. And so you're consistent on the good days, you know, you exercise those muscles, because when you have the bad days, you still have to do those things. Okay, maybe you can't do everything, but like you still have to do things to manage that stress, because I wish we all lived in like a stress-free, like bubble wrap world or life, bubble wrap life, but like we don't. So we don't.
Right.
Do you have any last parting words of insight that you want to talk about to someone who maybe is like, oh my goodness, that's so many things. All I wanted to do was lose weight, Kristen.
I would say it's totally possible. You can absolutely lose the weight when these other systems check out. If you have been struggling, if you've been an on and off dieter, if you started something in January and you're listening to this in like March or April or whenever this is coming out, and you're like, I just don't know what to do. I just can't, like, this is too much. We've said this so many times. You just have to get that one thing. So I like to call them fast goals. So you focus in on one thing. You're going to figure out how to stay super accountable to that. So your daily planner, your phone, a friend, you're going to systemize it. You're going to pair this one habit with something else. So if it's, I'm going to take a magnesium bath. That was the example Leah gave. How often do you recommend that? Every day? Would you like?
2 to 3 times a week.
Okay. 2 to 3 times a week. Let's say 2 to 3 times a week, you're already FaceTiming your family across the country. So you sandwich it with that. You FaceTime your family, you go get in the bath. So systematically integrate these into your day, and then time bound. Do this one thing for 3 weeks. Pick this one thing. Focus, hold yourself accountable, systemize it, and time bound, keep it consistent for 3 weeks. Then add something else.
Yeah. Or you can circle back and be like, yeah, that doesn't serve me. It was annoying and frustrating more than it was helpful.
Yes, yes, yes. If it doesn't work, or if you're like, oh my gosh, pairing this thing with a FaceTime call, this is so stressful. I have no time. This isn't working. This is stupid. Full permission to adjust, but keep figuring it out. Keep, if it's a priority to you and this is the one thing, maybe it's eating vegetables at lunch. Lunch, half your plate of veggies every day, and do it for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. You got to give it time to work. You know, we're so used to these quick action things. Like, I did it once. Why did I not lose 20 pounds? Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So where can the people find you? Where can they learn some more?
Okay. My podcast is Holistic Mom Weight Loss, and I hang out over on Instagram at weightloss.com. www.wellmom.
Perfect. All right. We'll pop those in the show notes as well if anybody wants to grab them.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Balancing Hormones Naturally. If you found this helpful, I would love for you to share it with a friend and post it on your stories and tag Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast so we can get this message out. You can find me on Instagram @Leah_BRUEG, and I would absolutely love to hear from you.